Posey County resident Nancy Hasting has put the letters between Sergeant Chester Schultz and his family into a book titled A Tragedy of the Great War. Here, in her own words, is the account, with the help of Dr. Linda Parker and Reverend Travis Hacker of Evansville, who voiced the letters between Chester and his mother back home.
The book is simply just one family story. I know it happened thousands and thousands of times over the whole United States with people, but it's just an ordinary family, you know, from Evansville, Indiana, with three boys and one girl. It's interesting when he gets to France then, reading a little bit about, you know, he describes the countryside.
It was a year ago today that we pulled out of the station for our introduction to military life. We have traveled and marched many a mile since then, and today are between 4,000 and 5,000 miles from home. I don't regret being here, but can't hardly realize I'm so far away. The camp is situated on the crest of a hill and overlooks the ocean. I can sit here in the tent and watch the ships in the harbor. It sure is a lovely view. Bushels of love to all. Chester.
And I thought it was interesting, too, is when they got a postcard that each of the people had sent from there that just said, the ship on which I had sailed on has arrived safely overseas. So, you know, they were able to announce that at the convention, that the Evansville boys had made it safely to England.
Postmark, September 23rd, 1918. Well, kiddo, received your card, or rather one of the delegates sent a note to me telling me of its arrival. So we had it announced that our boys arrived safe overseas. There was a cheer and applause. I hope you're well and that you weren't seasick. You're sure doing some traveling and will have some things to tell us. With bushels and bushels of love and God's richest blessing on our good soldier boy of whom we're proud. Mother and Dad.
He mentions a couple times knowing that he can't really tell where he is. It's hard to send a letter when he can't really reference, you know, where he is, because that would be classified information that they wouldn't want out.
Dear Mother and Dad, I'm now located with a new outfit. Our company was split to pieces to replace a part of the 1st Division. Green, Saunders, Schaffner, and I are still together. The 1st Division was the first to arrive in France and have gone through some of the hardest fighting. They've made a name for themselves that will go down in history. We're hoping to get a chance to help them maintain the name and also make a little more history of the kind that they've made.
Yeah, well, he was engaged to a Lady Lorena Stocking, whose father worked for the Evansville Courier. And that morning of November the 11th, he came by, I think, at 4:30 in the morning and woke them up and told them that the war was over, that, you know, that the armistice had been signed.
Postmark, November 11th, 1918, 5 a.m. Dear Chester, at 3:30 this a.m., Mr. Stocking roused us from our slumber as he was returning from the courier office. He shouted aloud, "The war is over and the armistice is signed." Dad went downstairs and woke Ray to tell him the good news. Then he called up Lillian, all before 4 o'clock. But they could afford to lose some sleep with such joyful news. Now, dear Chick, let us hear from you at once, so we know that you are safe. Then our cup of joy will be filled. With loads and loads of love, a happy Thanksgiving, and a joyful Christmas from Mother and Dad.
And then we get to the letter dated, I think it's February 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's been several months. They have word, official word, that he's been wounded.
Right.
And so I'm sure they're very concerned about that.
Every time I read, I still tear up. And, you know, it's funny to me that it's 90 years ago, and it still just gets to me when I read that, of just the anguish you can hear in her words there.
Postmark, February 8th, 1919. Dear Chester, my dear boy, 3 months since this terrible war is over, and as yet haven't had one word as to your whereabouts or your health. Not a word written by you since October 23rd, and to Lorena the 27th of October. I know God is caring for you in answer not only to my prayers, but many, many more. but oh, how I yearn to get one line written by you. Dad and I are holding the old fort, or at least I am, with Nellie as my guard. I wouldn't leave the old fort, as I'm daily expecting to hear something from you. Now, my dear boy, I hope you're getting along all okay, and that God will bless and keep you until you reach the shores of home. Let us hear from you, and with all the love that can come from a mother and father's heart.
Tell us what happened after that.
Well, they did finally in March. It was, I mean, I'm sure there were other letters after that, but it was March, toward the end of March, I'm thinking, well, March the 5th. They finally got a telegram telling them that Chester Schultz had died. And there was a friend of Chester's who wrote them a letter, and this is in May, telling them that he was there beside him when he died, and they were going over the top, and he heard him say that I'm wounded. His sergeant had, or his corporal had told him his last words were that I'm wounded. And he, kind of ironic on that, it says the date is November 6th, the date I can not well forget. Well, he was wrong, because it was November the 7th that it actually happened. But
letter Chester left to be opened. Envelope marked, to be opened only in the event that I do not return. Dear Mother and Dad, I write this to you knowing that you will fill my wish. I have done my bit for the country, but leave the ones behind that were all the world to me. But don't be sad as I feel it, and honor and want you to feel the same way. I have two insurance policies, one for $2,500 and one for $1,000. I want you to have the $2,500 policy, but want you to give Lorena the $1,000 policy, as I took this out since we were engaged. I do this not because I don't want you to have it, but because I know Lorena's disposition and think that she probably can forget by going away for a while or anything she sees fit. May God's blessing be with you all. Your son, Chester.
Sergeant Chester Schultz's body was eventually returned to Evansville and is buried in Oak Hill Cemetery. Lorena Stocking never married. She died in 1952, and her ashes were placed in her family's crypt, also in Oak Hill Cemetery. Steve Berger, WNIN News.